Is Land by Sarah Cockings. Has a mysterious force ripped a chunk of land from the Earth and set it adrift, ignoring the laws of physics and gravity? An almost post-apocalyptic fantasy image, generating visual delight and intrigue. Reassuring the notion that to own or possess is just a man-made delusion, but also opening a portal into a paratime and place where Eden endlessly hovers above our heads. Increasingly, the real is being flattened. Is Land turns that on its head. A chunk of fantasy dreamscape robbed from the 2D and dropped off in 3D. The Island will appear as a highly realistic floating landmass, an airborne drifting microcosm or island that will be walked around Burning Man and momentarily tied to different locations. As it floats above and amongst the cities of Blackrock, the participants can also hold and parade the island around while gazing up at its hovering surrealness. Floating across the horizon, it will create a surreal and dreamlike visual oxymoron, hopefully generating innate and sublime pleasure. This is Anarchist Jim, one of your tour guides. I just wanted to add a quick note about Island. Sounds pretty cool, huh? A massive floating chunk of land defying gravity above the playa. Unfortunately, Island will not actually be at Burning Man. Island was being displayed at the Secret Garden Party Festival in the UK. On July 24th, vandals cut the support ropes of Island, and since it's a helium-filled structure, it floated off and hasn't been found. Art vandalism is something that is common here at Burning Man. It's something that's devastating to the artist and deprives everyone of seeing the piece how the artist intended it. The artists pour a lot of blood, sweat, tears, and money into gifting these pieces to the Burning Man community. The least we can do is show them some respect and not deface and destroy their art. All of us here at Burning Man and the Artery ask you to please respect the art and ask your fellow burners to do the same.